Welcome to the Patricia King Podcast, a podcast where we explore God's vast love for all of us, as well as current and relevant prophetic insight to enrich your soul. Now, here is Patricia King.
Woohoo! Wow! The presence of the Lord is so powerful in here this morning, and it just gets more and more and more and more. It's just amazing. And a lot of that is because of the prayer. And if you haven't been out to the prayer meetings, I tell you, they're their own revival meetings. They are so good. I so look forward. Whenever I have to miss one, I just groan inside because they are so good. We just come with no agenda. We just come to worship Jesus, to press into Him, to press in for the more of Him. And every single time, revelatory portals open up and He speaks to our heart. Every single time, relevant words. And you can feel the shifts coming. It's amazing. And Pastor Francisco mentioned about being always relevant. You'll always be relevant. This house will always be relevant when you're always prophetic. Yeah. Always. When you listen for the voice of the Lord and partner with what He's doing, you'll always be relevant. It's that easy. It is so easy. It's just walking with Him, right? There's no big formula or anything. Arianna, the Lord's going to blast you big time. You know, there's something coming for you where your heart is going to explode in knowing the goodness of God. And it's like He has such great things for you. He has marked you for Himself, and you're going to experience Him in amazing ways. And I really feel that a lot of the younger generation is going to get blessed. I saw it on you too, Micah Jack. I saw it on you. You're just wait until you see what God's going to do for you this year, because I see laughter. Isaac means laughter, and I just see laughter all over you. And it's the joy that's going to hit you, and it's the joy that the Lord gives. It doesn't even make sense. I got hit with it this morning. There was nothing funny going on. I just got hit with joy unspeakable, full of glory. And I thought, God, you're up to something so great. But this younger generation is going to rise up so powerful and strong. I'm excited. And I do know that there's two couples for sure in here that are expecting babies. So can you come forward? Oh, Valerie's not here, but you can come up. Yeah. Nalana and Joshua, come on forward. Is there anyone else who's expecting babies or want to expect a baby? come on forward. Yeah, if you're wanting to expect a baby. You're pregnant. Come on. This is amazing, because this season, you know, when Roe versus Wade was overturned, you know, that whole thing got overturned, I sensed a blessing from the Lord coming on maternal anointings and paternal anointings on this generation. Just some of the greatest mothers and fathers ever are going to be raised up in this hour, which means some of the greatest children. And I get Isaiah 8:18 for this season is that the children whom the Lord has given us are for signs and wonders. Every single one of them. We're going to claim every single one of them. Amen. But if you could all just stand together, I just want to lay hands on you and mark you for supernatural parenting and supernatural children. And I decree, and you're just kind of a token group here, because I feel that, I feel this is for the whole body. The whole body of Christ, the children coming forth are going to be really special. Like Moses' generation, they tried to take out that whole generation, but God preserved Moses, right? And Moses became this great deliverer. There is going to be a massive replenishment anointing through children being born to holy couples, and it's amazing. And so let's all stretch our hands toward these ones, but stretch it towards the body of Christ, okay? So, you know, this is for all children belonging to the Lord, and those who will become His fatherhood anointing in Jesus' name, paternal anointing, maternal anointing in Jesus' name, and the blessing of your baby, maternal anointing and the blessing of your baby, paternal anointing and maternal anointing for your wife, and blessing for the baby of your womb. maternal anointing, paternal anointing for you and your house. I see children around you. I see children around your table, and they're eating the bread of the Lord, which is the word of God. I see you feeding them the word. Your children will be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace and their prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big praise for what he's going to do with families. And I just want to say, too, please, please, please get signed up for Even Louder. We're bringing in real cutting-edge next-generation prophets. They are amazing. And we're just going to infuse the atmosphere with the Word of God. And we're going to prophesy a loud voice in the Lord to fill the earth. And you're going to want to be a part of it. So go on patriciaking.com and sign up. Get registered for that event. And for those of you that are watching online, if you want to come into the area, make sure that you get registered right away. We have limited space. But also register for the web event, because we will be webcasting it. Father, I just ask for a revelatory infusion for our body this morning. As we hear your heart, as we hear your heart, your ways, your purposes for your people in this hour, we are excited about what you have for us, Lord. We're excited about what is waiting for us in this year. So bless our hearing as we listen at your feet to the word of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord's made it clear through our prayer times that revival is inevitable. And I'm not talking about just a little tiny droplet revival. I'm talking about a great outpouring. I'm talking about a sovereign move of God that literally drenches people with his glory. I'm talking about that. And it is inevitable, inevitable. Either if we have revival before a judgment, because we've prayed and because we've repented. It says in Acts that when we repent and turn to God, that times of refreshing will come. So it can come through our repentance and our alignment with God, or it will come in judgment. And in judgment, unfortunately, that's when things get really tough. They feel very uncomfortable and painful and hard and difficult. And that's when we cry for mercy. And God hears the cry for mercy and answers, and we get revival. So either way, it's inevitable, but we get to choose when we get it. Selah. I want to live in revival all the days of my life, just more and more. We had in our prayer time this week, press for the more, because there's so much more available for us. Well, we're coming into, on the Hebrew calendar, we're coming into the year 5783. And of course, in January, on the Gregorian calendar, we'll be coming into 2023. But it is a brand new year in a decade that presented us a new era. So it's a very, very strategic time that we are living in. As you notice, in 2020, everything shifted. And so we're now inside of this decade of the pay, which is the mouth. I won't go too much into that now. But this year coming up is 5783. And in 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says that if we trust the Lord, we will succeed. And if we believe his prophets, we will prosper. And we have always, as a body, gone before the Lord in reverence to receive his prophetic insight for the new seasons. Because we have learned that if we know what's on God's heart for a particular season, and we align with that, we partner with him in that, every year we are blessed, every single year, without fail, without fail. We just, every single year it's been this way. And so we are very careful to seek the Lord, especially at this time of year, as we prepare our hearts before God to walk with him. And in prayer this week, I think it was this week, I actually saw a gateway into the new year. And Jesus, the King of Glory, was standing at the gate. And it was like, I love Psalm 24. But the King of Glory, he is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the captain of the Lord of hosts. So when you hear his name being mentioned, the Lord of hosts, you know it's in regards to battle. And when we read scriptures such as Haggai 2, which is very much highlighted by the Lord right now in verses 7 to 9, I believe it is, where it says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken in the heavens and in the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Then he says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. It gives you a little bit of an insight there, knowing that there's going to be some battle regarding provision. And then he goes on to say, and the latter glory of the house. And glory actually speaks of his manifest presence and his nature, but it also speaks of wealth. So it says, the latter glory of the house will be greater than the former. And in this place, in this house, I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. So you see the Lord of hosts mentioned all the way through, which indicates that there is a battle. But when I had this vision in prayer this week, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, was standing right at the doorway going into the new year. And this is the insight that he gave us. He said, if you will walk close to me, if you will take my hand and walk with me through this gate into the new year, then you are walking with the one who already has secured the victory. Because you see, there is no battle that prevails against him. And if there's no battle that can prevail against him and you're with him, there is no battle that can prevail against you. You win every single time. So you're walking through into a year where you might see battle grounds all around you. The earth will shake. The economies could shake. The monetary system can shake. The political system can shake. There might be some surprises coming up for you in this next year. But when you're close to God, you will not be shaken. You will be enjoying a victory that you never secured. And that's the grace of God. That's his mercy. And I want to really, really blow a trumpet this morning to your hearts. It's like, walk with God. Walk with him like never before. Like never before. Like, this is not a time to take anything lightly. You cannot stand in a lukewarm position in this hour. In fact, Jesus himself rebuked a lukewarm church. We cannot be lukewarm. We are hot or we are cold. We're going to go after God or be against him in this hour. And so I want you to examine your heart. And if you're just mamby-pamby, get out of that. Get out of that groove and go on fire for God. And if you don't feel it, just ask him to give you the feelings then. He will give you whatever you need to be able to walk in that way. Because there are some treacherous times coming, and you do not want to be in the realm that God is going to bring judgment. He's going to bring judgment and wrath against the unrighteousness and the ungodliness of men. It's not against people. He loves people. He died on the cross for people. He wants everyone secured and out of that mess. He wants everyone. He made a way for every single person. But if you choose to be inside of wickedness, when wickedness is judged, you will feel the effect of that judgment because of what you chose, not because he chose to target you. It's just because you chose the wrong camp. And so I just have a warning right now for the body of Christ in particular, is that we need to get rid of the slop and we need to get on fire for him 100%. Amen. How can we be a witness to the world if we ourselves need saving? Anyways, back to the year 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. Next Sunday, September 25th at sundown until Tuesday, September 27th at sundown, we will be celebrating Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, it is called in the Bible. It is a biblical feast, not just a Jewish feast. It is a biblical feast. And we enjoy celebrating God this year. And it's a time when the Lord has called for blowing the shofar, actually, it starts with that, and calling people to repent for their sins. So it's what starts, it begins the 10 days of awe, and then finishes up with the Day of Atonement, which is the holiest day on the Hebrew calendar. And when you position your heart at this time of year in the Lord, it secures that blessing for you for the entire year and for your house. So it's a very important time of year. And at this time, we as a church receive prophetic revelation from the Lord because he invites us to partner with him in his purposes for the coming year, and we want to be partnered with him. We have great expectation for that. And of course, we gather together in celebration and thanksgiving for all he's done in the previous year. We're so grateful for all he's done, and we want to make sure he knows that. So let's look at 5783. The letter 3 in this year is Gimel. It is a Hebrew letter, and we're going to show you the image right now. There it is. Now, in the Hebrew language, it doesn't go from left to right. It goes from right to left. So it is in the shape of a man moving forward. That's what the picture is. It's a man moving forward. And so in the Hebrew language, it's an amazing language, actually, but it has so many prophetic elements within every single letter. So we're going to talk about some of those right now. It is a time to look forward. Look forward, not backward. Don't get stuck in the good or the bad of the past, because this is a new season. And you're going to find that there's going to be some things done in different ways than you've ever even thought of before. And we found this to be true in 2020, didn't we? When COVID hit, all of a sudden, it was like there was a suddenly that came that we had to readjust our entire lives and do things in that season that we hadn't done in that way before and seek the Lord for ways to move forward, right? God wants you to have a forward thinking in this season. Do not look back. Remember what happened with Lot's wife when she did. He wants you to take a hold of him and walk forward into the new year, looking to the potential that he has for you. It's looking forward. But the other part of the man walking forward in the Hebrew lettering, it is referring to a man walking forward with riches, with riches. And I want to park on that today. That's a word I want to bring forth to you in what God wants to do for you with his abundance. Now, in the world, we know things are going to get shaken. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, including some things that refer to the monetary system, the economic system. Don't put your trust in it in any way. Don't put your trust in it. But take a hold of God and look to him every day and move forward with him, expecting for abundance to fill you and follow you. And it will. There's a call to every believer to live what kind of a life? The abundant life, right? Jesus said, I came that you would have life in its abundance. And so God wants you to think of how big he is, how able he is, how everything belongs to him. He is the Lord of all, which means he's the owner of all. And so it all belongs to him, and whatever belongs to him belongs to you. And there's not going to be any deficit in the house of the Lord if we keep our eye on him. Because money is not our currency, faith is. And faith will give you everything that you need. And God wants you to dream big. He wants you to look forward dreaming big. He doesn't want you to downsize your dreams. He wants you to dream big with him because he's a big God. This isn't a time to think of less. It's a time to believe for the more, okay? So many Christians are going to be blessed with surprise, inheritances, cash flow that they never even knew that they had. There is going to be so much abundance given to those who are in the Lord and looking for him. Position yourself. If there's skepticism and if there's unbelief and if there's mockery in your heart about it, say, oh yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, that kind of attitude, you will not be positioned for it. But if you are expectant, you will be positioned for the more. And it's like, don't be moved by what you see going on out there. Don't be moved by what you hear on the news. Don't be moved by what you hear about financial reports in the world system. Don't be moved by it, because you're not part of that system. You're part of the kingdom of God, and God wants to be a blessing to you. Now, next year, which is 5783, is represented, of course, by a Hebrew letter 4, and it's Dalet, which is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it actually refers to the benefactor who gives to a beneficiary. And so, as you can see in the Gimel, that is the letter for this year, it's a man moving forward, but next year's letter is like a man bowed down. It's a man who is humble, a man who is poor, and so the man moving forward is giving to the poor. The reason why God is going to increase you in this year is so that you can have an abundance for the poor. And that goes not only material things, this is not just material things, this is especially spiritual things. So those who are downtrodden and oppressed and bowed over and broken, you are going to be filled with a spiritual abundance in this year, with spiritual riches in this year that is going to be able to meet the needs of the broken and the poor of spirit. There is going to be greater anointing, more oil, you know, from the Lord on everything that you do, more opportunities to be a blessing. And that's what we're walking forward into. And next year we will see just the storehouses full so that we can be a blessing to the poor. So it is a time, a Kairos time. Now it's always time to sow. That's just kingdom, right? It is a spiritual law that even unsaved people operate in. In Genesis 8:22, it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. As long as the earth remains. So it's still remaining. So there will be seed time and harvest. And this is a law, an actual natural law and spiritual law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, you will reap, okay? So this is a time for us to be intentionally sowing with a view of the increase. So for example, a number of us went out with Ben and Jody into St. Louis with an intention to sow into the region, to sow the word, to sow prayer, to sow miracles, to sow the gospel, to sow finance, whatever we could sow. We went with intentionality from here to there to sow into the region, knowing that we're going to reap a harvest for the Lord out of that region. There's going to be a harvest of the Lord. There already has been results from that already, but we know that as we intentionally sow into that area, we can reap a return for the Lord's glory. Amen? We know that Benjamin Dietrich, he's been in New York all week sowing the word and sowing his time. He's been out on the streets. They've been leading people to Jesus. They've been praying for people and prophesying, sowing his life, sowing the word, sowing the prophetic, sowing prayer in there, believing with intentionality for a harvest. And please keep New York in prayer right now. We are burdened for New York, and Ben and Jody are going next week, as well as our friends Jesse and Parker Green will be there with their teams. And it's like God is targeting New York so that we can have a harvest, right? So that we're doing it with intentionality. And we'll be going into other places in this coming year. That's who we are at Shiloh. We're going to sow with intentionality for a great harvest and for what God has for us. So it's important also to sow financially in this season with a view to the future. And I do want to park a little bit on the financial aspect of sowing, because there's going to be many people in the world who are going to be worried about their finances, and they're going to be reacting. And when you get into a place of reacting out of fear, you're going to go down. You're going to go down fast. And so we have to be ready as a people who are secure in God, where God plus nothing equals everything that we need to be able to give hope and guidance to those around us, because they are going to need our encouragement. And so there will be some economic shakings over the next 5 years. And as you honor God, of course, with your tithe, with your offerings, the heaven will remain open over you, because you're of the kingdom. You're kingdom people. I've never, ever had to, suffer lack when I've known the Lord, right? Even during critical times when we were learning how to believe God for our daily bread, we would believe him. It was grueling. There was warfare in it, but we never went to bed without a meal. We never went a month without our bills paid. It was just amazing the way God did that. But you have to know God. He is your provider. So pray over your seed, because I see supernatural acceleration, and it's almost like miracle growth on the seed. And what I've been seeing in the spirit is like time-lapse photography, where you put a seed in the ground, and all of a sudden it just grows up in front of your eyes in like less than a minute. It's fully grown and ready for harvest. And so there's going to be acceleration on your seed, and you can start praying into that. So as far as giving some prophetic warnings before I show you how to sow, the first one is do not fear in this next season. No need for fear. Don't fear. Let's help each other stay in faith in this next season. What happened in COVID in 2020, so many people reacted out of fear and lost their faith in the midst of it. Well, we're not going to go there, right? We're going to stay strong in faith. Secondly, and I have to say that in Shiloh, it was amazing being part of this family, because the faith that was here and the encouragement that was here was amazing, and it's going to continue to be like that. The second warning is do not withhold. Now, a lot of times when you see things are tight or something, you want to store up and withhold, right? Remember in COVID when people ran out of toilet paper and they would go and buy up everything that they could, and you'd go into Walmart or any grocery store and all the toilet paper was gone. There wasn't even one roll left on the shelves. Where was it? It was being stored up in people's garages and basements and everything. And I was listening to Rodney Howard Brown just the other day. I was really laughing hard over this, but it was such a funny picture. And he was telling about this family who were going through grandma's garage because she had passed. And there she was loaded, like just loaded with toilet paper. And the grandson said, "What is this? What is this? Oh, that's grandma's toilet paper stash during COVID, you know?" And it was left as a family inheritance because she couldn't take it with her. But what motivated her to store up all that toilet paper, right? It was fear. And like Rodney Howard Brown said, when you were a baby, your mother wiped your bottom. You can still wash it today. You know, you don't even need toilet paper. You don't need to get all paranoid about not having enough toilet paper, right? So do not fear and do not withhold. And the third one is do not look to the world's sources. Do not look to that. Don't trust it. And I want to say this, and you can weigh it up, okay? Weigh it up before the Lord yourself. Beware of investments into world stock and stuff like that. Beware of it. Even if a prophet or a credible minister tells you or instructs you to go and buy this currency or that stock or this stock or put your money here or there, you make sure you get a real word from the Lord on it yourself, because there's a deceiving spirit. I don't think I have time to unpack it right now, but the Lord showed me clearly that in the political realm and in the economic realm, both those realms are worldly realms. They are not of the kingdom. So the world monetary system, it is a worldly system. It has nothing to do with heaven or the kingdom of God, nothing to do with it. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're separated from it. So we live by a different program, right? And same with the political realm. Even though in the kingdom we have God's government, the political realm of the world is just part of the world system. Now, we're to honor our government leaders, and we're to have a voice for righteousness, absolutely. We need to use our privilege to vote for, you know, what is right and good. But we cannot trust the political system to work in such a way that, well, we'll just idolize the political system, and if we get the right politician, the right party, the right whatever, then we'll have kingdom in the nation. That is not going to happen. I'll just tell you right now, it's not going to happen. So when you cross over with your faith and with your worship, when you cross over a line and you start trusting a political system, a politician, or a political party to be your savior or the savior of a nation, you have actually entered a deception of that realm. Let me try to explain this a little bit. I do feel the Spirit saying to park. Is that okay? So inside of that realm, if you look at worldly politics, what's it full of? It's full of lies. It's full of deception. It's full of manipulation. It's full of seduction. The whole system is full of it. Everybody knows that. And then media starts to proclaim it. And everyone knows that, you know, the media doesn't proclaim accurately. And we'll sometimes say, yeah, the opposing party of what we believe, they're the bad guys because they're ripping everyone off and they're deceptive and they steal elections and that. But if our party wins, we don't think that. Come on. We're okay because of what we believe. But you see, if we're putting our trust in the system on anyway, it's just like a failing system. You're putting your trust in a house that is built on sinking sand. Don't put your eggs in that basket, but honor your leaders, and we're not told to disgrace our leaders or dishonor them. We are to pray for them. Pray for our leaders, and definitely be a voice for righteousness. And if you feel called into the government realm, by all means represent God in there, but don't compromise or be stuck. And we need to pray for Christians who are in government because they're in a realm of deception. And if they buy into the deception and start acting with the atmosphere around them, that deception and lies will get in them too. And then we've just got a bunch of Christians who are tainted by the world system who won't do anyone any good at the end of the day. So please pray. This is a treacherous hour. Can you understand what I'm saying here? And I'm not putting down anyone who feels called to, you know, support the nation and what God wants to do in the nation or in government. I cheer them on. You know, we need people in every realm of society. We need to exercise our freedom to vote. We need to, you know, make a difference, but do not trust that realm, because if you do, you will come under the deception and the lies. And that's what's happened to a lot of prophets who started prophesying into the realm. They got snagged by the realm and started prophesying lies. It didn't come to pass. And then to cover up that one, they prophesied a different one, and that didn't come to pass. And they just keep not coming to pass. What happened? These are good people. They're awesome people. They're people who love the Lord. But you see, when you step into deception, the nature of deception, you don't even know that you're in it. Now, the same is in the economic realm. We have prophets and leaders saying, invest your money here, invest your money there, buy this kind of currency, that kind of currency, and people are jumping on. I don't know if you remember this or not, but years ago, we were being told by prophets and leaders to buy into Iraqi dinari because it was just going to be reevaluated and make everyone a fortune who had any. It was just a big scam. People lost tons of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars on that. I mean, I could give you example after example after example. And it doesn't mean that the people who were encouraging people to do that were bad people. They weren't. They were good people. They loved the Lord. They loved the Lord with all their heart. But you see, they started crossing a line of trusting a monetary system, trusting worldly investments rather than the Lord. And when you cross that line, you're crossing into an idolatry that will ultimately take you down, because you will enter into the deception of that realm. The world's economic system, come on, Wall Street, are you kidding? It is one of the most deceptive, lying systems out there, and it affects the whole world. And so if we put our trust in that system and we're hoping that we're going to get something out of that system, we're buying into the snare of the devil. So the thing is, follow God. I'm not saying not to invest. I'm not saying not to. But I'm saying you be careful that you're not just following a Pied Piper sort of thing and going into a cesspool of deception and lies. Make sure you go before the Lord and say, Lord, I need 3 dreams and a vision on this. I need to know what you're saying because I only want to serve you. And I don't want to serve it to get something, you know, out of it selfishly. I want to glorify you and I want my life to be full. And he will show you what to do on all those levels. Those are just a couple of levels. I'm speaking political, economic. We could say education, the same thing. We need to make a difference in all these realms. We need to be there. We need to be light in the darkness. But we need to remember who we're serving. It is God, his word, not a system of the world. We are in the world, but not of it. And Revelation 18 is going to be manifest probably sooner than we think. And the Lord had an angelic voice loudly say, come out of the midst of her, my people. Come out of the world and be separate. Because he was going to bring destruction in one day on the whole system. And when he did, he says, the merchants of the earth and the kings that did all the trading lamented and were wailing on the shores because they'd lost everything overnight. Now, you can only lament over, you know, cry like that if you've got all your trust in it. If it's not your God, let it burn. You know, but our God will never, never burn. He is a fire. Okay, how to sow. Let me give you some things for this season. This is for the whole year, so you might want to take notes. First of all, this is a time to sow in faith, believing God's word of the increase that he wants to give you. I'm telling you the truth. God always has more for his people. Never less. Always more. He's the God of more than enough, right? And so he always has more for you. So have an expectation. And so in faith, believing for that more. Your faith is your currency. Your faith is what connects the promise of God to your life, bringing it out of the heavenly dimension into your natural dimension. We live differently from the rest of the world. This is kingdom economy. 2 Corinthians 9:6-10, I'm going to read it out of the Living Translation, and I think we have it up on the screen for you, starting in verse 6. But remember this, if you give little, you will get little. But I just want to park here and say, but at least you get something. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will only get a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. This is just so elementary, right? Everyone must make up his own mind as to how much he should give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. So go before the Lord with a heart saying, I'm just one of your cheerful givers. I love giving, and I just want to be with you to know where to give, how much to give. I want to share my desire with you. I want to get the confirmation from you. I want to understand your heart and partner with you. Let's make it all about him, okay? And God is able to make it up to you by giving you everything you need and more so that there is not only enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. And that's where we're going into the year 84 from 83. We're moving forward with riches to care for those who have less. It is, as the scripture says, the godly man gives generously to the poor. His good deeds will be an honor to him forever. And you always want to help the poor, not just by, you know, filling a few needs, but by helping them get into a place where they'll be able to grow in their own abundance. So you always want to help them, give them the wisdom that they need, give them the opportunities that they need to be able to get growing in that area. It's always a delight when you can mentor someone in the ways of the Lord in that way and watch them flourish. It's just so awesome. For God who gives seed to the farmer to plant, God supplies you with the seed that you need. If you don't have seed, just ask him for it. I do that all the time. I'll say to the Lord, Lord, this is stirring my heart. I want to give into that one. But you know what? I already gave everything away. So I need you to supply some seed. And every single time I've asked for seed, he's given me seed. When I have a desire to sow, all I have to do is ask for seed, and he gives it every single time. So we can never say, I'd really love to give, but I can't. When I hear that, I think, oh, you don't know the God who gives the seed, you know? And when I've helped people, I say, hey, just ask God for the seed. Well, maybe, yeah, one day I will, but right now I don't have it. And I think, okay, I don't think you really want to give, because if you did, you'd be going to him for the seed. Don't deceive him. He knows. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? God knows. Whoa. For God, who gives seed to the farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant and will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. So you're going to grow yourself. And come on, folks, there's only so much, you know, really. You know, we keep wanting bigger and better and more expanse. Maybe we should just look for ways that we can advance the kingdom more. You know, how big of a house do we need? How many cars do we need? How many boats do we need? How many closets full of clothes do we need, right? Maybe we should, in this season, say, God, this is the latter glory. You know, this is the latter glory of your house. And what can we do to just fill the earth with the glory? How can we partner with you? We've got everything we need. We're comfortable. We're happy. We're satisfied. We have everything that we need. You know, people say, what can I give you? What do you need? I say, I have need of nothing. I am so blessed. I don't need any more. I don't need a bigger house. I don't need a bigger car. I don't need a bigger anything. I just want to use my life to be an influence in the world that we live in, because God is just so good. And if you have needs, then God will meet those needs and believe for it in this season. And don't just rely on yourself or your salary or your, you know, what you have in your bank account. No. God's a supernatural God, and he has surprises for his righteous. I heard from someone recently that $100,000 worth of debt, medical debt, was paid like that, just removed like that, $100,000. That was just this week. That was just the most recent testimony. It happens all the time. It happens all the time, because our God is a great, great God. So start believing for that, because he'll meet your need. We were talking over breakfast, I think it was yesterday, with a few friends, and we were saying, you know, if what you have is not enough to meet the need, then it's seed. So if you seed it, you'll get increase enough then to meet the need. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. And I was sharing a testimony about this building, actually. When we were planning this building, and, you know, everything that was needed to, you know, work the city and rezone and all that, the price tag on this building was $1.5 million. To move forward to build it. And we didn't, you know, we always have God plus nothing, right? So it's always God plus nothing. When you have God, that's the biggest part of the equation, so the nothing doesn't really matter much. But we said, yeah, let's go ahead and build it. So we started raising finance to start paying for the building. And, we put the need out there. We invited people to give, and only about $50,000 came in, which is a far cry from 1.5, right? And 1.5 million. And so I was saying to Robert, and I think Rhonda was maybe there, a few of us were there, I said, you know, this isn't enough to meet the need. This is far, far cry from it. And so let's sow it. And so we sowed it into other ministries that were doing building projects. So we sowed the 50 grand. And, you know, the money for the building, the 1.5 million, it didn't come in a one lump sum. But every time we had a bill to pay, there was money to pay it. It took 18 months to finish the project. And when we moved into the building, there was no debt. It was all paid. Every single bill was paid as we went along. It's awesome. I mean, I love living by faith. It's just amazing. God plus nothing with God is the biggest part of the equation. It's amazing. Okay, the next thing is use your words to bless your seed. And the Lord gave me a strong word for this year. He says, beware of potty mouth. Don't let unclean words come out of your mouth. Like, don't let negative words, unbelieving words, complaining words, that negativity is going to take you down, and it'll destroy your seed. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 13:3, the one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips come to ruin. James 3:10, and so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Dear brothers, surely this is not right. Living Translation, I love it. It sounds so receivable, okay? So let's make sure that we bless our seed. Always speak blessing over your seed. That's your fertilizer for it. And then thirdly, remember the poor. And this is really important for this year. The Lord's eyes are on those whose hearts are caring for the poor. Those who care for the poor will be rewarded with blessing, vision, and encounters. And the Lord's been really speaking to my heart on this lately and, you know, giving me a few beautiful love assignments already that it's just been such an honor to serve the poor, the ones who are struggling, an honor to be able to sow into them and to give into them. And so ask the Lord, who is it? And you don't have to, you know, just have, you know, your resource going out in every direction. Ask the Lord, how can I bless? And not just with money to meet a need, but bless their lives. Bring them to Jesus, you know, and let them know his goodness. Let me read a few promises to you. Proverbs 19:17. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Proverbs 22:9, the generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Psalm 41:1-3, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness, and you will sustain him on his sick bed. There's a lot of promises in there. And it all is given to you when you have a heart, a tender heart, a compassionate heart for the poor. We never want to shame the poor. We want to lift them up. We want to bless them. We want them to see their value and their worth and feel special and loved. And so Shiloh's going to, you know, always has engaged in this, but, you know, it's being highlighted by the Spirit in this year. So at Rosh Hashanah, which is this time of year, number one, we receive prophetic revelation from the Lord that invites us to partner with his purposes in this coming year. So I want your expectation to rise because there's good stuff happening. The Lord's given me over 20 words for this year, and they all have amazing promise to them. For the people of God who walk with God, it's going to be amazing. The latter glory of the house will be greater than the former. We sang about it in worship today. I just got electrified in my spirit, you know, that great outpouring is coming, such as we've never heard of before. And we get to be a part of that because we've been standing positioned for it. So let your expectation be positive. Don't be negative when people say, oh, it's just going to be a horrible season coming. Not for you, it's not. And if you identify that there's a horrible season for the world, which I do identify with that, then I have an obligation to go reach them and help them and bring them out of that place into the kingdom of God so that they can do well. Amen? We want everyone to do well. We want everyone. You know, we're not saying, oh, well, you scumbags out there in the world, you can just stay there and suffer. No way. Our job is to go save them and rescue them out of that so that they can be happy too. Okay, secondly, gather. Let's all gather in celebration. Come out to the prayer meetings. Come to the different events that we are hosting where we're gathering the people of God to minister to him and to bless him because he will bless you. He will impart to you. And so we want to gather with our thanksgiving. Thank God. Take times with your family this week even and thank him for all the blessings. So often we're at the table with potty mouths over family discussions saying how bad things have been and we forget how good the Lord has been, right? Magnify him and his goodness. And then sow honor seeds unto the Lord. Sow honor seeds unto him. Now, we always want to, of course, honor him with our tithe, the first and the best. But at this time of year, and I'm telling you a testimony here, every time at this time of year, I sow extravagant seed unto the Lord. in all kinds of different ways, especially in the house here, because that's where our meat is, our family is here, so of course here, but also in different ministries that are serving the body, that are advancing the kingdom and just planting extravagant seed. And every single year I get blessed with extravagance. I wonder why. It just comes in from every blessing. You know, there was one of our business accounts, maybe it was a couple months ago now, that I noticed that it was depleting instead of increasing. I thought, that's kind of not kingdom. You know, kingdom is increase, right? And so I noticed it was depleting, and it had been depleting for a few months. And I thought, this isn't okay. It has to increase. And so I was praying into it, and I felt the Lord say, sow some seed, some specific seed, and name it, and sow it unto the replenishment. So I did. Do you know that within 24 hours, I get this invitation that was a business invite that was like crazy. It didn't make any sense at all. It was just the favor of the Lord. And it was enough to replenish and more everything that had been drained, even the overflow. And that happened. The news of it came in 24 hours, and the fullness of the blessing came over a few months. But it was just like within 24 hours came the news of it. And then it just kept coming. You see, once you get in that realm, it keeps coming. It's in the realm. And so then I got two more business blessings that flowed out of it. And I thought, it doesn't make any sense. They were random. I don't even know why I got chosen for these things. It was just random. But it was not random in God. It's because he sees your seed. And I'm telling you, you can sow your way into extravagance. Sow your way into abundance. Sow your way into the bigness that God has for you in this coming year. And then fourthly, of course, we're going to remember the poor this year. So we want to give you opportunity to sow today. I wanted to bring you the word first before we receive the offering, because Jesus said, if we will preach the word, he will confirm what's preached with signs following, right? So there's this blessing of the Lord that comes on the preaching of the word. So when we respond to that word, he confirms it with signs following. And I believe for that. I believe that our whole house, all of Shiloh, our web church, those of you that are watching from the web church, everyone who is connected to Shiloh is going to be blessed in this coming year, because God's assigned that for his people. And if we position our heart in faith before him, we will receive what he has promised. So we're going to receive an offering right now, and we're also going to have some prayer time after. If any of you need prayer, there's just anointing on altars right now. It's crazy. Anointing on altars. We were just in Dallas area last week, and every altar ministry was like, people were blasted and having deep things take place in their life. And so we're going to open it up with the worship team coming forward. But if you are ready to sow your offering, let's get it ready. For those of you online, we want to encourage all of you to respond to this word and give big. We're going to pray a blessing over the offering. And so if you're in person here, you can get an envelope there at the back of your seats. If you don't see one, put your hand up and our ushers will get you one. And you can make your checks out to Shiloh Fellowship. And or you can give cash and just fill out the amount, or use your bank cards and fill out all the information on your envelope. You can go online to shilohfellowship.com. You can text the word seed to 73256, or you can use the Realm app, download at the App Store. And once that's set up, it's really easy. And you can set up recurring giving. And then you see that little QR code there. If you take just put your camera up to that, it'll take you to the site where you can get it all filled out and everything too. All kinds of ways to bless the one who is worthy. And so let's get our offerings ready. I'm going to pray over you. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to honor you, Lord, to bless you, Lord, to love you. We love you so deeply, and we know that you stand at the gate for the head of the year, and that you are waiting for us to take your hand and walk into that new year with you. And as we do, we will experience your goodness. We will experience wins in any battle that might try to come even near us in any way, and that we will walk in the power of your goodness the whole year through. And as we prepare our hearts right now, Lord God, we repent from any lukewarmness. We repent from any fear. We repent from any apprehension, from any sin that you're convicting us of. We just turn away from it. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us and cleanse us and give us that clean slate right now in Jesus' name. And as we give this gift to you, as we give it to you today, Lord God, we give it with love and we give it in faith. And we thank you, Lord, that you're blessing this year, this coming year, with your bounty. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information, resources, episodes, and more, connect with us at patriciakingministries.com.